Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network, heading into our guest interview segment for this morning. And today we're talking about the Star Valley Nonprofit Networking Event, which has a workshop on April 25th and a networking event on April 26th, both at the Alpine Civic Center. And in studio today is Patty Rooney. Patty is an advocate and a nonprofit supporter with the Wyoming Community Foundation. And also Jennifer Wilkins in studio today. She's founder and executive director of the Wyoming Arts Development Institute. Patty, Jennifer, good morning. How are you both doing today?
Good morning.
I appreciate you coming in studio. I first learned about this kind of group and organization that is being put together from Jennifer at a public meeting in Afton with the tourism board. And I thought, that is kind of cool. I'm glad to see this coming along. So, Jennifer, I'm going to start with you, if that's all right. Tell us about the Wyoming Arts Development Institute and what you're hoping to accomplish with this.
Well, I started this institute basically because I found there was a huge need for artists to be connected to resources such as people that offer grants or people that could help them learn the business side of things, because that's not always an easy thing when you're in the arts. It's done a little bit differently. So, you know, when I was working with the Star Valley Arts Council, it was such a great experience and they do so many incredible things, but I found that it's kind of limiting sometimes when they have so many productions and so many events that they do, which is so amazing and we need it here, but then it's overloaded and hard for an individual artist to come in and ask for help when they don't quite have the capacity to help everybody, right? So I thought maybe I could step in and help connect these artists to a more efficient way of building their careers, which will also offer more educational opportunities for community members. And by doing that, it's going to help feed into other arts councils to build more programs for the community, because now they have a more professional industry to choose from.
Excellent. And so you get in touch with Patty, and Patty, you guys start talking, and it sounds like you've been a volunteer yourself for quite a long time and have been in contact with those at the Wyoming Community Foundation. So give us your background and what you hope to see this grow and develop into.
My background's actually a business background. I've been in a company business on the financial side for all of my life, 53 years now. So started volunteering a lot whenever I moved up here 12 years ago. So from the volunteer side, I learned a little bit about nonprofits and what that was all about. And that was really my first main exposure to that. Through friendships that developed, one of my friends who was on the board of directors of the Wyoming Community Foundation actually connected a few dots. She knew, being a resident of Jackson, that Star Valley needed support. Star Valley is kind of separated from the rest of Wyoming geographically, and they really didn't have a presence here and wanted a presence here. So she thought somehow, some way, that I would be a good person to kind of try to recruit into learning about the foundation and learning what they can do for Star Valley.
Perfect. And so that grows into this networking event, which is basically two different events combined into one, if I'm understanding correctly, right?
Yes.
So let's start with the workshop event itself. It's on the 25th at the Alpine Civic Center. Patty, we'll stick with you. Give us some information on the actual workshop and what this is and who this is for.
So the workshop is actually conducted by the Wyoming Nonprofit Network, which they're an association of nonprofits all around the state. Their main goal is to provide educational opportunities and have initiatives to help support nonprofits through the state. So what they're doing is an in-person workshop that's going to be in two parts. The first is a board fundamentals workshop, which it's so important to have a strong board. Something beyond picking your friends to, oh, I need to fill some slots, come be on my board so I can check all the boxes. Something that's very deep and effective is what people really need. And this is a two-hour workshop. They do have a four-hour one available. So people who attend this one, I believe, are going to be kind of sparked to continue on and learn even more. So that opportunity's there. The second workshop that they are offering is one that is around WYO Gives, which is one of their initiatives to help fundraising for all the nonprofits in Wyoming. So what they're going to do in this two-hour workshop, they will explain what Wyoming gives, WYO Gives is. They'll explain how to register, but they'll also provide a lot of information on how to be successful. This is a matching type campaign, such very similar to kind of one in the county next door, not quite that scale, but the same concepts. But it's a one-day event, 24 hours to get your people, your donors, to call in or to log in, make their donations, and make a count.
Excellent. So again, the Star Valley Nonprofit Networking Event is April 25th for the workshop at the Alpine Civic Center. Patty Rooney in studio this morning. Also Jennifer Wilkins in studio. Jennifer, tell us more about the next day, the networking event, which is on the 26th.
All right. So our networking event's going to be very educational as well. This is for anybody that's involved in the nonprofit organization type industry. So if you're a volunteer or on a board, if you're an executive director on staff, anybody is welcome to come and meet other people in Star Valley that are also doing similar work. So collaborative events can happen from something like this. At the networking event, we're going to have some roundtable discussions. We've invited some representatives from the Wyoming Community Foundation to talk about the financial side of things, about fundraising, and about grant opportunities. We're hoping to have a few other roundtable discussions come through, but still waiting to hear back. So that will be very educational and also connect you with really strong resources in the industries that can really help connect you with other things going on in the nonprofit industry.
Excellent. So, Jennifer, this event is absolutely free to attend, right? But you are asking nonprofits and those who are going to attend to RSVP in advance, correct?
The networking event is free. We will have some refreshments available for everybody there. But the workshop will have a cost to it. So we do have a discount code available if you want to contact us. We're happy to give that to you. Otherwise, you can go through the Wyoming Nonprofit Network website and you can purchase through there.
Perfect. For those who are looking for that, there's also the flyers on our events page at sbinews.com. The QR code and everything is there as well. There's places that you can find that. Patty Rooney and Jennifer Wilkins in studio this morning. Patty, I'm thinking about the nonprofits around Star Valley, and we've mentioned a couple of those. We have two arts councils. We have so many other group food banks, those types of things. But this sounds like it's a great event for all nonprofits of all sizes and scale to participate in.
That's who we're trying to reach out to. In kind of my observations throughout the last couple of months, I've been able to ask a few people, what nonprofits do you know here in the Valley? Typically, people can only name three. We have found we have over 50 nonprofits that are active, that are registered on the Wyoming Secretary of State site and in good standing there. We have invited all of them that we can reach out to, that we have contact information for. So it's a good way to get your smaller nonprofits known. We need that. We need community outreach. We don't have a lot of opportunity from that. Even the Valley itself, the geography of the Valley itself, it's kind of challenging to get us all together, but we are getting everyone together, every nonprofit that we know of. We hope we'll be there, represented by maybe a board member, maybe even a volunteer, somebody to get the word out, to start this collaboration. And I think everyone will benefit from it. We've got high expectations.
Perfect. The Star Valley Nonprofit Networking Event. It takes place at the Alpine Civic Center with the workshop on April 25th. The networking event on April 26th. That's Patty Rooney and Jennifer Wilkins in studio this morning. Patty, Jennifer, anything we missed that you'd like to mention today while we have you?
The three things that we recommend people bring are your business cards or something to leave behind so people can remember and reflect back on your interaction. Another thing to bring would be your elevator pitch. The third and most important thing is bring a good attitude. We're going places with this.
Something I want to add is it's really important to show up, because when we show up, we represent what it is that we're doing here, and it shows them how much we need their help and how much funding we can use here. And if we're not using the funding, then they won't keep getting it. So please show up. Please tell us what you're doing. please contact us if you have any questions.
Perfect. I love it. Absolutely. That's Patty Rooney and Jennifer Wilkins in studio. Thank you both so much today, and look forward to the Star Valley Nonprofit Networking event at the Alpine Civic Center, April 25th and 26th. This is the SVI Radio Network.